trustworthy. And the Bible has to be corrected. And the correct interpretation of the Bible comes through all the writings of Joseph Smith and the Pearl of Great Price, the Doctrines and Covenants. All of that kind of stuff is designed to correct the Bible and give added revelation. So what you have is a denial then of the Trinity. They don't believe in a Trinity. A denial of the nature of God as the Eternal One. A denial of the person of Jesus Christ as the Eternal Son of God. There's even a denial of the Holy Spirit, the biblical teaching of the Holy Spirit. Denial of the veracity and truthfulness of the Bible. And then you add to this sexual deviancy, where you want to have multiple wives and end up on a planet somewhere making spiritual children forever. And you can see that there's some really perverse things at the core of this. I think, and the reason I'm saying that, because I know the question was about evangelizing them, I think you have to understand that you're snatching a branch out of the burning. That this is a very, very, very pagan religious system. They have managed to do enough public relations to convince people that we ought to accept them as Christians. They even talk about salvation by grace. Now, you've got to understand what they're saying. They believe in three heavens, for example, okay? And the first heaven is going to be the deprived. And you know what the deprivation of the first heaven is? You're single, okay? That's where you go if you're a non-Mormon. You got to be single forever. And like, that's the worst imaginable thing, to be single forever. That'll tell you what their perceptions are. Then they have a second heaven, which is a little bit better for people, but they're also single forever. And then they have the highest heaven, where you get to be married and make your children forever. The low heaven is where everybody goes, the non-Mormons. They're stuck single forever, and it's not a happy place, and it's really sort of a version of hell. So all of their theology is skewed. All of it is warped. So when they talk about a salvation by grace, they're talking about getting you into that first heaven where you're single and you suffer and it's not a happy place. That's where the grace will take you. God's just nice and lets you go there. But if you want to get to the big heaven, you earn your way there.
There is, as you say, a concerted public relations effort underway right now to get evangelicals to accept Mormons as mainstream right. Christianity. And I encountered some of that literature recently. They actually quote from your books.
Well, I have met with the leaders of that movement. There are a couple of guys. One of them is Robert Millett,